welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. On this show, we occasionally have to talk with a lawyer, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Chief Environmental Counsel is Scott Yeager. On June 22nd, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule became effective law in all states but Colorado. Colorado will continue to act under the 1987 rule. All other 49 states now under NWPR, WOTUS is history. Anticipating a few courtroom battles, Scott Yeager, what's your game plan?
It's a done deal. So as of June 22nd, Navigable Waters Protection Rule is effective law in 49 states. So that means that is the rule that is on the books and is being implemented on the ground as of Monday. And you're absolutely right. There has been so many steps to this administrative process, and every step it seems like we're one step closer, but does that mean that we can start acting accordingly? And this is the point now where people can start complying with the new law, meaning that the new Trump rule is in place. It means that there is restricted federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act by virtue of pulling out those unnecessary waters and that pulling back the overreach and providing some additional exclusions for farmers and ranchers. So that's now effective in every state except Colorado. So we're there. That's the last step in the process. It's a done deal. Go out there and enjoy the new Trump water rule because it's in your backyard now. If you're in Colorado, in which case it's been stayed by Judge Martinez.
What does that mean for farmers and ranchers in Colorado?
So that means for folks in Colorado that instead of the NWPR, that's what we call the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, instead of that being in play, the judge has stayed that, meaning put it on hold, and that means that in the state of Colorado, they are relying on the 1987 WOTUS definition and the guidances that have been put in place since then. And the reason, here's an interesting piece, the reason that I went back to the 87 regulations is because the 2015 rule was repealed through a separate rulemaking. So instead of Colorado reverting back to the Obama rule, they actually went a step back beyond that because Obama's rule was repealed, so it went back to the 87 rules and guidance.
So, Scott, if people are confused by this law, very complicated law, the WOTUS was complicated, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule also a little on the complicated side, where can and how can people find out how the rule applies to them locally?
There is one really big clear area of this new rule, and that is if you had an ephemeral feature on your property, that is not under federal control anymore. An ephemeral feature is a waterway that conveys water from a rainstorm or a snowmelt or another precipitation event. So if you have a feature on your property that's only conveying water after a storm event, that is no longer under the federal government's control, and that was a huge shift and a huge win on this new rule. So that is clear. So you can count those out if you got those on your property. Now, when you get past that, it does get a little more granular, it gets a little more technical, and that's an area where you're going to have to take a close examination of the new rule and understand better what may or may not be a federal water. Certainly things like oceans and territorial seas are WOTUSes. So if you've got the ocean in your backyard, that's a WOTUS. Now, if you've got a major river that has barges on it and transporting containers, that's clearly a traditionally navigable water. That is a WOTUS. Now, when you get upstream of those big features, that's when it starts getting a little more complicated. So if you've got a ranch property and there's some small features on it that you're not sure if it's just moving water during a rain event or after a rain event, or maybe it's more than that, those are the situations that are going to be more tricky, going to be more technical, where you're going to have to take a closer look at it and perhaps reach out to your local Cattlemen's Association to get guidance on how to go about working that piece of your land. Don't call me. I'm done talking about WOTUS. We're going to put this in the book, and we're going to close that book, and then I'm never going to talk about WOTUS again. But actually, to be, I was joking there. But seriously, if people want to call me and talk about features on their property, I have done that a lot over the past 6 years at NCBA, and I'm happy to continue having that dialogue. So feel free to reach out to me, give me a call, shoot me an email, we can have that conversation. I mean, I naively thought when the Trump administration came on board that we were going to be done with this, but the case in point is now it's in court. So it is now effective law, but it's being challenged by a multitude of environmental groups in blue states, and that's where we find ourselves today, defending the Trump administration's rule in various courts throughout the United States.
Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel for National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Scott, what is the future for this litigation?
Well, thanks for having me. And of course, as these major milestones keep happening, I'm happy to report back on where we're at in the courts. This is going to go to the Supreme Court. We all know that. And then once the Supreme Court considers it, I think it'll be a done deal.
Scott Yeager, Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. In anticipation of the courtroom battles, NCBA's officers and executive committee elected to intervene in select cases in South Carolina, California, and Colorado. The judge in South Carolina granted NCBA's motion, allowing them in the lawsuit as defendant interveners, still waiting for California and Colorado to decide their requests for intervention. And again, the Trump administration replaced the Waters of the U.S. rule with the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which draws back the federal overreach of the 2015 WOTUS rule and provides clarity on farm exclusions. But every Trump administration environmental initiative is being challenged in court by activists or attorneys general. So WOTUS 2.0 lives on.